As we get ready for the start of another school year, it's a time when the return of learning is joined by the return of school sports. Now, also a learning experience with its lessons and things like teamwork. School sports also presents health risks, which, without proper awareness, observation, and reactions, can lead to some very, very serious and even deadly problems. Joining us now to discuss the issue of concussions in school sports is the director of the Matthew J. Morahan III Health Assessment Center for Athletes. That's at Barnabas Health. Say good morning, Diane Toto. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you here to talk about this misunderstood topic in many ways that we'll get into. And to get to more information about what we're getting into, your starting point is barnabashealth.org. And well, just for the basics, as far as how is a concussion defined?
So really a concussion is any jolt to the brain at all that moves the brain in the skull, and that's usually through an impact or force that can happen through the head, an impact to the head, the jaw, the neck, and even the body. And a lot of people don't realize you don't have to get hit in the head to get a concussion. So that's kind of an important point people should understand.
I've noticed too, especially with the high school football and the practices, there have been policies now put into play here in New Jersey, at least. I don't know if it's around the nation. They're starting to limit practice time to reduce any practice-related injuries. There's always this hope for concussion-free helmets, but the engineer's saying that just through dynamics of force, that's just something that's not possible. And even if you go out of football, you have baseball. Just saw a pitcher in the pros the other night get whacked in the face with a line drive. They came back at him. Fortunately, he just had a nasal fracture but still had a concussion. When these concussions happen, what's the immediate thing any adult, or at least alleged adult, should be doing with the person who has been impacted?
So especially, you know, the coaches and the athletic trainers and athletic directors in the state, they're all well-educated and definitely proactive and trying to do the right things to make sure kids don't go back in the game. But if you're just a parent, you know, that's maybe just new to the world of concussion, understanding and recognizing signs and symptoms is a huge thing that everyone really needs to know. So things like headache or blurred vision, mentally foggy, you know, disorientated. There is loss of consciousness sometimes, but that doesn't need to occur for a concussion to occur. Also, sometimes if you ask a child to do some memory or recall questions, that just maybe a matter of, you know, three words and asking them to repeat them back, they may not even be able to repeat them. So, you know, there's some questions that you can ask, but also kind of when you bring a child home and watching them and monitoring them over the course of a few days. So symptoms don't always happen immediately on the field. If there's any suspicion of concussion, a coach generally will pull a child out, even if they don't have symptoms. But for a mom and dad, watch them at home, ask them how they feel during a school day. Are they sensitive to light or noise when they're in class? Are there behavioral changes, which sometimes is typical with any child or teenager, but, you know, things that are out of the ordinary. Is the child sleeping excessively, extremely exhausted? Those kinds of things are things you want to look out for.
Is it always the visual, what you observe and what the child tells you? Because especially with some school athletes, you know, they want to tough it out and they want to get back into the game. So they might not be totally honest with how they're feeling because they want to get back into the game. Are there medical procedures that can ascertain for sure and without question how the kid's doing?
Well, right now we don't have a diagnostic test that, you know, it's kind of when you break your arm and you get an x-ray, you can see the break. With a brain, we're not as lucky. We don't have imaging out there that says, oh, this child's concussed. But we do have tools that help us track recovery, like an impact test. So that's something that, you know, Barnabas Health does and a lot of schools do. They kind of work with our program. And an impact test is a computerized assessment. It looks at memory, reaction time, concentration, anything that could be affected by a concussion that maybe you couldn't tell by just looking at somebody or asking them questions. And you can kind of track that over their recovery timeline to see if it's getting better. So it's really a tracking tool to make sure they're not going back to play too soon. So that's been helpful in kind of managing the concussion.
So Diana Toto is the director of the Matthew J. Morahan III Health Assessment Center for Athletes at Barnabas Health. BarnabasHealth.org will be a starting point to get to their programs, information about them. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. overall, every school district has their individual policies, but overall, through state mandates, laws, and cooperation between the sport associations in the state of New Jersey, how proactive have New Jersey schools been as far as the topic of this, concussions are concerned?
I have to say very proactive, which I'm pleased to see. Especially at the high school level, our athletic trainers, a lot of the ones I work with, do not, you know, take any chances with concussion. The New Jersey Department of Education put out a gold standard as well. So, you know, every school has a concussion management policy on file by law, but the DOE also, you know, put out standards on how to meet that policy. And, you know, part of that, with a lot of districts, they do this impact testing. So that's one thing that they're doing extra. But I do think the education, I've had a lot of schools, we do free education all over the state, and I've had a lot of schools jump on board with that for their athletes, their parents, their coaches. So I definitely see a proactive approach to managing it.
So our stat in New Jersey is one of 31 states that have mandated a concussion law since 2009. As far as the numbers are concerned, 300,000 concussions are sustained during sports-related activity in the U.S. Now those 300,000, more than 62,000 occur from contact sports and student athletes. If someone this might be the ignorant way someone approaches the topic of concussion. Well, he's already got his bell rung. She's already got her bell rung. Damage done. Just get back in the game. Is it possible to? Layperson speaking here, get a concussion on top of a concussion.
Absolutely. So what we do when we educate our communities is we stress the recovery of that first injury. So basically, you know, we know that if you get more than one concussion over time, each concussion causes a longer recovery time, longer and chronic, you know, more severe symptoms. So that recovering from that first concussion is huge. And what we have found is if you recover the right way, it helps prevent things such as second impact syndrome, which is basically two concussions occurring within a short period of time. And second impact syndrome is scary. You know, it's not something that you want to happen. But even if second impact syndrome doesn't occur and you have two concussions maybe over a three-month period, you know, every concussion gets worse and worse and worse. And kids and adults, you know, struggle to kind of get back to their normal lives, and that's what we want to avoid at all costs.
And we certainly heard through the NFL players some of the revelations of repeated concussions and the play through the pain attitude that through the past years, a lot of the players, many of them very notable players, they're now suffering and voluntarily donating their brains and spinal columns for brain injury and concussion research.
Yeah, and I have to say the NFL, you know, besides the state legislatures that have come out, the NFL has really set the tone to bringing this to light and bringing it in the media. You know, to address it for all those young athletes that look up to our professionals to kind of say, hey, you know, this is a real issue that is not being ignored. We now know the effects of long-term hits, long-term concussions, and, you know, they're doing what they can to try and contribute to finding answers, and I think that's what we're all anxiously awaiting.
And we have to wrap things up here, but also for the teachers, never mind the coaches, any strain on the brain is going to inhibit recovery from a concussion, so you have to let the kids ease back on the schoolwork, and for the kids that have concussions, stop the texting, because any eye strain is just going to make things more painful and take a longer recovery time for you as well. But reading, texting, testing, even watching movies can apparently slow down any recovery from a concussion. You know, for you listening right now, if you ever suffer through a migraine, that's a close cousin to what a concussion might feel like, and how fast do you wish you could recover from one of those? Well, you sort of get the point then too. Learn more about this topic. The testing programs are available. The cautions, precautions, and things you should be doing, not just as a school sports administrator, but as a parent and a teacher, to make sure that when an accident and health risk of a concussion does take place, that actions in response don't add to the dilemma that the child is going through right now. You can go over to the website for the Matthew J. Moran III Health Assessment Center for Athletes. They're at Barnabas Health. Your starting point is barnabashealth.org. We've been joined by their director, Diana Toto. Diana, thanks so much for helping us realize what we have to pay attention to, how we have to be proactive in preventing magnifying what is a horrible injury and could be made worse by the wrong decisions. Thanks for being here this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.